It's big time author Dean Koontz back on the show with us this morning. Right now we have Masha Karolinko in studio.
Hi guys.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Masha's married to Andre over at the Jazz. And how's Andre doing? Is he doing okay?
AK? AK is good. He's doing good, yeah.
Yeah? And how are you? You doing good?
I'm doing good too.
Now we're going to talk about the Single Mothers giveaway tonight going on, or this afternoon, or this evening going on at your shop.
Yeah.
But I want to, before we get into that, I want to talk to you about the Tiger Woods situation, because you guys have been in the news, and we talked to you the last time you were in studio about this, how you've given AK the pass. You know, he has the pass he can use, right?
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Just want to kind of get your take on this whole Tiger Woods situation.
Okay. I got it. I'm surprised that you kind of see me as a specialist in matters like this. Like, why would I know what happened in the Tiger Woods family? I don't know that you would know anything,
but just how do you feel about the whole?
Because you're married to a very famous athlete.
And you've got a little different. You've got an agreement with your husband.
Well, obviously she did not have an agreement with her husband.
Maybe he forgot to tell her.
Okay, so what I truly believe is that all men are polygamous, and 99% of men cheat, or they don't, only in two cases, if they're religious or handicapped. So, this is my theory.
Almost kind of the same thing.
And you know what? It's not because it occurred to me all of a sudden. It's an experience. So, it's an experience that I got from my guys that were my friends, and from my boyfriends, from my ex-boyfriends, from my girlfriend's friends. So I always come across this, that there's men's infidelity. Why did he cheat? Why did he do it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he did it. Oh my God, what do I do? Do I split up? Where I take the kids? Blah, blah, blah. So it's always like, it's a never-ending story with men cheating. And it's always a big news, like with Tiger Woods. I really don't understand how they could make it this big, and like, who is in charge of this? Like, who is their PR person? Like, why is this person doing that to that family? I mean, did they deliberately put this information into the magazines? I probably think so.
Yeah. Well,
just
I think
make them even more popular.
They're
to bring
emails
them even
and
more
text
money.
Messages for
I mean,
years.
Like, okay, how can you possibly have your text messaging conversation put down in a nationwide magazine? Yeah. How this?
Well, when it's $100,000 that the National Enquirer
exactly.
is going to pay.
That's
you.
What
yeah.
I'm talking about. Yeah. So it was deliberately put in the magazine. So he saved it. I don't know. They made it up. I don't know what kind of relationship they have with her. Well, maybe she was already wanting to divorce him at one point. We don't know.
Well, we have heard that she knew that this was kind of who he was prior. So it's kind of almost like you knew this was the way he was. Not, it doesn't make it right, but you knew this was Tiger Woods, and he was all about women. He was a player. I mean, he was.
Player. So that's another thing. You know, like with me and Andre in the past, if I knew that Andre is a player and he will be messing around every day, every night, I would never give him a pass. But my husband is an angel, really. If something happens on the side, it's really nothing. And one more important thing for me is he shouldn't have any emotional connection with that person.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as a person starts loving somebody else or care about somebody else, that's cheating for me.
Absolutely.
Because cheating, you know, it's very vague. Like, what is really cheating? Okay, I want to say those words.
Yeah,
like,
it's blurry,
know, you kissing somebody in the car, is it cheating? Probably. You touching somebody else, is it cheating? Probably. You know, and like, okay, would I be jealous if somebody, would I consider cheating if my husband kisses somebody else, and then, you know, we'll be fine if he just talks on the phone with somebody else? Of course not. It's really vague. So as soon as the person starts to care about something else, somebody else,
that's when it's cheating.
That's when it's
always,
cheating.
And I've said that before. I always wonder why guys say that, or what's worse, when the guy will say, "Hey, she meant nothing to me."
Right.
Like, is that better or worse?
Yeah.